following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How's it going, Refuge Families? Pastor David here with today's Refuge Devo. As you can tell, I'm not in my normal office space. I'm currently at home right now. There's some sickness that hit the Taylor tribe, and so prayers would be appreciated on that end, but not keeping me from being able to share a devotional with you guys. I don't know if you guys ever do this. I oftentimes, if there's a devotional, if there's something I read that really was impactful for whatever reason, I'll write it down. I have my notebook. I usually write it down, but occasionally I'll make a note in my phone. If you have an iPhone, the app is called Notes. And so for whatever reason, I was scrolling through my notes that were saved to my Gmail account, and I was scrolling towards the bottom, and I had, you know, the notes that I gave myself when God confirmed the call to ministry, or when I was in a really long season of doubting God and doubting His Word and the reliability of His Word and all these different things. And I had these aha moments that are recorded, and I'm so grateful. Well, the reason I even talk about that is I found this note. It's from 2016, 8:40 in the morning. So I don't really know what was going on. If I sat here and truly thought about, like, this is exactly where I was at in 2016, I'm sure I would know. But I wanted to share this with you because it blessed me then. I just was reading through it. It blessed me now. And since it's God's word, I believe it'll bless you guys too. So let's read this. It says, I've learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. That's Philippians 4, 11 and 12. It says this, can the guidance of God actually take a person into a wilderness? It took Israel into one. It took them to Marah, where the water was too bitter to drink. It took Jesus into 40 days and nights of harrowing temptation by his archenemy. How such leading could possibly be the will of God for anyone, even for Jesus, would be a total mystery if we were to try to understand the case in isolation from others. But it was, according to Jesus' own words later, for their sakes that he sanctified himself. We are not Jesus. We are not even a part of that huge mob of Israelites that moved through the deserts toward the promised land. But what we learn from them is meant for us because we are going in the same direction, home. I have found it true that obedience may lead me not to the fulfillment of my own ideals of spirituality, but to very unexpected situations, very unspiritual situations in my view, that are meant to teach me to be meek and lowly in heart. If I want to learn of him, that is what I am going to have to learn. And there, to my surprise, I find rest. I find the chance to recall once more how many, many times I have to review my lessons, that if I am serious about my primary aim, I may be led elsewhere than my lesser aims would take me. For I do not know what I really need. God sees the one thing needful, and he alone knows the path that will take me there. It's Elizabeth Elliot that wrote that. And so impactful, even as I'm just reading this again, but this is what I wrote years and years ago. It says, I was very encouraged this morning by this word. At times when I'm going through things that I do not understand, which is the season I find myself in currently, I seem to try to figure out what it is that God is doing. At times I question if I'm doing something wrong and if that's the reason I find myself in this dry land. I was encouraged by this, knowing that it is God who knows better, not me. It is God who leads me, not me. My faith must never be put in myself or my limited understanding of what is going on. God led the Israelites in the wilderness to test and humble their hearts. Deuteronomy 8:2 says that. And it was in this desperate time of want and need and testing that God divinely provided for them. Whether it was manna or the water from the rock, or their sandals not wearing out, it was God that sustained them. Had they not been through that time of testing, they would not have known God as the God who sustains them. Likewise for us, it is not in our mountaintop experiences that we grow substantially, but it is in the dry deserts and the deep valleys that we see God's provision. We get brought to a place of utter dependence where we cannot do anything of ourselves. This is where God's provision is best seen and experienced. I feel God is teaching me that the valleys, although they are very difficult, are not seasons to be dreaded, but are seasons to embrace, knowing that He will continue to divinely provide for our every need. I hope this blesses you this morning. Super interesting that I wrote that at the end in 2016. I hope this blesses you this morning. I don't know if I wrote that because I was going to share it with somebody. I don't even remember if I've shared this before or if I wrote it knowing that one day I was going to read it because I needed to read it. But that is, it's so incredibly true. The mountaintops, I find myself so often longing for the mountaintops when God has shown us things on these mountaintops and wants us to live in light of the mountaintop when we find ourselves in the dry land and the where it's dry and it seems difficult and maybe even God seems distant, and He's not, right? Because He loves you and He's there. But when He feels distant, that is when God's His power to sustain you and I is clearly seen and experienced. So guys, I hope this blesses you. This is why I love keeping notes on my phone. This right here is what I call a J-bomb, a Jesus bomb. This is something that I needed currently right now with what we're going through right now family-wise. And so hope this blesses you. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time, Refuge family.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life